follow the yellow brick road.
You can follow yellow strips of tape along the floor of the downtown public library. It leads you to the rare book room and directly to the Baum book collection. Inside, you'll find glass showcases containing many works of this great writer.
It's a real honor to be able to bring these out and share them with the public.
Amy Pickard is a rare book curator. She explains that they have the entire canon on display.
It is kind of rare to have the whole canon, and we do have the whole canon beginning with The Wonderful Wizard of Oz and all 14 of the books, including that one. There are two books that were published after Baum's death but written by him. So what we call the canon are all the books that he wrote, because others sort of picked up after he passed away. And carried on the tradition as the Royal Historian of Oz.
The library had a few of the books, then worked to acquire the rest to make up the canon. The first edition of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, created in 1900, was already in the local collection, originally purchased by the downtown library.
Many young people probably thumbed through it and read it.
All of the books in the canon had been very lovingly read by children, and they have the earmarks of that.
What have you learned about Frank Baum? What do we not know about him? What would be maybe an interesting thing for the public to learn about while they're here?
I found Baum's life fascinating. He had so many ups and downs in his lifetime that he survived in childhood beyond the age of two. He outlasted a few of his siblings, actually. That he lived with a heart condition his whole life and suffered multiple heart attacks throughout his life, that he was such an inventive person, and his love of children just comes through in every possible way. I also didn't realize until I started to research this that his wife was the daughter of Matilda Jocelyn Gage, who co-wrote with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton The History of Women's Suffrage. And so it's a really fascinating marriage in that Maud, his wife, is maybe the more structured and driven person in the marriage, and he's the more nurturing, loving, caring of children in that situation. And I think that comes through in his storytelling, and that's obviously what was the precursor to the books, his storytelling, and encouraged by his mother-in-law, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, he started putting it in print.
Tell us how you laid out the room with the different sections here and a little bit of different stories.
Well, we're mostly about the book here in the rare book room. So when we're doing an exhibit, we're focused on the illustrator, the printers, and obviously the author. And so we laid out some cases. So his illustrators, one of them has an East Aurora connection, W.W. Denslow. So that was his first illustrator, obviously the illustrator of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, but not the rest of the books in the canon. They had a sort of parting in the ways, two very strong personalities that kind of didn't last. And then we talk about his other main illustrator that carried out the rest of the canon, John R. Neal. One of the fascinations between all the Oz books and the canon was how much they marketed these books. They were something that a child wanted under their Christmas tree every year. It capitalized on that and promotions for Jell-O and all sorts of things. Then we talk about Baum's life because, like I said, he just had a very fascinating life. You can liken it to the Yellow Brick Road with all its episodes, if you will. It starts out in Chittenango, just off of Oneida Lake, not too far from Syracuse. And he had a very happy childhood, but that he survived childhood was an amazing thing. Like I said before, with childhood illnesses that some of his siblings did succumb to. Wonderful childhood, breeding chickens. People don't know this, but he was a breeder of chickens on the farm that he grew up on. He published a book on the Hamburgs, a breed of chicken. He's a press person. He was very interested in creating his own publications. He's very interested in the stage. It was a love of his life, the stage was. And he took Wizard of Oz to the stage as well.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz musical was on Broadway in 1903, but unlike the 1939 movie, there was no Wicked Witch. But outside the rare book room stands a life-size Wicked Witch that even speaks.
All in good time, my little pretty. All in good time.
The Baum exhibit includes plenty of pop culture surrounding the 1939 movie that will mark its 75th anniversary next year. So just click your heels three times and you can find There's No Place Like the Rare Book Room. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
My, people come and go so quickly here.